You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Maria Navarro. Democratic lawmakers from across the country met in San Antonio Tuesday to call for the release of a family detained at a bus stop in Alamo Heights last week. TPR's Corey Cook reports they also want the release of other families held by ICE at the Dilley Immigration Processing Center.
Two elementary school children and their stepmother were detained at a bus stop in Alamo Heights last week. 11-year-old Victor Labrador, 8-year-old Montserrat Labrador, and their stepmother, Batania, are now in custody. Attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch represents the family.
The outcome of their asylum case looks good based on what happened to them in Venezuela. And like we've shared, they were doing everything the right way. This was a complete and utter surprise to them.
A Department of Homeland Security spokesperson said the family illegally entered the U.S. from Mexico in 2021. Originally from Venezuela, the family had a court date scheduled for 2027. Advocates and some lawmakers have raised concerns about unsafe conditions and inadequate medical care at the Dilley facility. I'm Corey Cook in San Antonio.
Texas is investing millions in new flood warning technology nearly a year after deadly flooding in the Texas Hill Country. As the Texas Newsroom's Lucio Vasquez reports, the new system aims to give Hill Country communities earlier alerts before waters turn dangerous.
Researchers say the $4 million system will predict where flooding will happen and how severe it could be, giving residents several hours of additional warning time. This comes about 10 months after catastrophic flooding in the Hill Country killed more than 130 people. Philip Bedient is with Rice University. He's working on the system with researchers at the University of Texas in Arlington.
This system, we hope, will provide anywhere from 1 to maybe as much as 3 hours lead time. And it's that lead time that's critical for people to make important decisions about evacuating and or leaving the area or moving to higher ground.
An early version of the system could be ready by the end of this summer, with a full rollout expected next year. I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
The San Antonio Philharmonic has announced a two-night concert at the end of the month. TPR's Jack Morgan reports the orchestra is leaning into a theme of resilience as it continues to navigate financial and legal challenges.
The program, Amor Fati, takes its name from a Latin phrase meaning love of fate, or an embrace of life's difficulties and joys. Performances are scheduled for Friday, May 29th and Saturday the 30th at San Antonio College's McAllister Auditorium. The orchestra is not performing at the Scottish Rite Temple downtown after a planned purchase fell through last year amid disputes with the building's owners. The Philharmonic was formed by San Antonio Symphony musicians after that organization shut down in 2022. The concerts mark the group's latest effort to stabilize and continue performing for the community. Tickets are available at safil.org. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.
UT Health San Antonio held a ceremony last night to honor and inter the cremated remains of donors who gave their bodies for health professional research and education. Celia Randa was there.
The ashes of donors were laid to rest during UT Health San Antonio's interment ceremony on Tuesday evening at the campus's Memorial Park. First-year dental class president Valerie Uloa dedicated her speech to the families of the donors.
Their gift creates a domino effect of better treatment, leading to better outcomes, leading to better lives. For such a far-reaching gift, the least we can do is be eternally grateful. We thank them for playing such a momentous role in our journey, and we thank you, their friends and family, for loving and supporting them in theirs.
The ceremony began in 1996. It was started by Dr. Vic Williams, a founding member of UT Health's anatomy program, and has been an annual tradition for nearly 30 years. I'm Celia Aranda in San Antonio.
The San Antonio Spurs face off against the Minnesota Timberwolves again tonight as part of Game 2 of the NBA playoffs. The Spurs fell just short of a win on Monday. Game 2 tips off at the Frost Bank Center tonight at 8:30 p.m. It'll be televised on ESPN and on streaming platforms. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio.